Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
How did one Central Iowa man build his business from just an idea to an internationally sold barbecue sauce? Let's go in depth with Gerald Young, president and CEO of Young G's Barbecue Sauce. Mr. Young, where are you from?
I'm originally from Waterloo, out of Waterloo, and I moved to Des Moines 5 years ago.
And tell us a little bit about your history.
I actually was in the National Guard and going to college for a computer technician. And upon during my time in college and the National Guard, I ended up going overseas behind 9/11, which this is our anniversary, 18th anniversary of 9/11. Here I am.
And you came back, and this interview is being recorded on the 18th anniversary of 9/11. And you came back and you started a business, Young G's Barbecue Sauce.
Yes.
Yeah. And are you, Gerald, are you the Young G?
Yes, I am. I'm the Young G.
Where'd you come up with that name?
Well, I did a lot of research and I realized I don't know too many Young G's Barbecue Sauces out here. So I decided to name it after me.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's interesting. And this barbecue sauce is everywhere, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, not quite everywhere.
Not quite everywhere, but it's around.
Okay, so let's do a little bit of a business lesson here for people. How do you start a business? You have to have a recipe. I'm looking at the bottle. I'm looking at the label. There's product inside. And I'm thinking, to go from an idea and then getting it into grocery stores, and then now you're wanting to put it overseas. How do you start with something like that?
Well, it's a lot of programs that we have in our states, and all states have programs for those that have ideals to become entrepreneurs. The programs are there to, you know, give us the tools to expedite and to become successful in our ideals of being an entrepreneur of our dreams.
Okay, so the state has programs to guide you, put together a business plan.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
Yes.
Where'd the recipe come from?
The recipe came from my dad, which was the basic recipe of the family recipe that's been around for over 20 years. And he decided that he was gonna, you know, share that with me upon his thanks for me serving our country. Well, let's give him the recipe to do something with. And I took me 7 hours to do exactly the way, to make it the way I wanted to make it, to eliminate a lot of things that people cannot have because of the conditions or the disease they may have. So I made it where we all can enjoy.
Yeah, so it's gluten-free. No high fructose corn syrup. Okay, so you had to do that. And so I see you at your kitchen in my mind, you know, over a pot, mixing things up, watching it simmer, tasting and stuff. Then there's a big leap to, you know, getting it,
yes,
get
it
make
is.
Enough
yes,
to put
is.
In grocery stores all around.
Yes.
So how do you make that leap?
Well, my ideal after returning from Purdue University, because I graduated from Purdue University, the Business School of Management. And we was taught that, you know, you contract things out. Just, you know, you have big companies that make products. You know, this is your recipe.
See.
This is your recipe. You can't do it all yourself. So contract it out. Make sure you have an NDA with the company.
Non-disclosure agreement
that product belongs to you and that they're willing to make quantities of it. And this is where we're at today.
Okay, so that's interesting. So I could go out I thought that I was going to have to buy a bunch of big, I don't know, what bins, whatever, giant pots to boil stuff in, and choppers, and people in line making the ingredients. No, they're already doing that for other products. They might be interested in doing it for you.
That is correct. Okay. Which also create jobs. And this is, you know, one of my goals, you know, to get to my dream is to create jobs for others.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Gerald Young, president and CEO of Young G's Barbecue Sauce.
Did you have a hard time finding that company? You don't have to say who it is, but it
was challenging. It was very challenging, and I finally made it, you know, to where the company that I was pleased with, and now I have three.
Okay, are they all in Iowa?
Yes, I have one in Iowa. And the others are, you know, basically next door to our state.
All right, so where do you come up with the label design?
Well, it took me some time. I did a lot of research on labels, you know, barbecue sauce labels. And I say, you know, I'm an American veteran. Why not make it more patriotic, where it's very visible for those that love our country? Mm-hmm. And that'd give it a great eyesight.
Right, and they're interesting fonts. Young Jesus, do you happen to know the name of that font that Young Jesus is in?
I have a designer that.
They did that.
Yes, I have.
So you have somebody else. You're working smart. You're not doing all of the stuff yourself.
No, I'm not.
So you had somebody design that.
I had someone. I visualized it, and we sat there, and came up with my vision.
Okay.
And here we are with the vision that I visualized.
Okay, and so when you had the product, did you share with friends, is this any good? Do you like this? Should I do something different?
No, the first thing I did was took it to my wife. Mm-hmm. and she said, well, I think you hit the mark there.
All
and
right.
It took me 7 hours, and she start working with it at home, as far as cooking and glazing and using it for different dishes. And I say, well, we'll stick with it.
And I presume you're like most of the rest of us and aren't sitting on piles of money. You probably had to get banks involved somehow.
Yes, I did. And it's the Iowa Success Center as well, which is programs out there to help us, the Small Business Administration, the Iowa Economic Development Authority. They give you the tools. They give you the ideals of moving forward within your dreams.
Okay. Very interesting. And then, okay, so how do you then get it on, I mean, store shelves? I mean, that's hard, right? There's so many things out there. How do you elbow your way into the
good question. Good question. Well, which is challenging as well. So I knocked on doors. I went from store to store, city to city, and asked what they will be willing to give Young G's a chance within their grocery stores. And I have accomplished that for the last 5 years of being in Des Moines here, and other stores heard about Young G's and they was interested how Young G's would come out and promote and sell hundreds and hundreds of bottles within their stores.
So were they interested, were local stores interested because you were a local business, that you're a veteran?
As well as that, yes.
Okay, so they said, you've got a good product, I'm going to help you out, I like you. It had something to do with you personally being there.
Yes, my military, local, personality, mm-hmm. it all fit for the description of a yes. Okay.
Well, yeah, they'd probably rather help out somebody local than
some, correct.
You know, some other state or country.
Yes.
Okay, that's very interesting. Now, you and I met at an economic development event
mm-hmm.
where the state had brought together some other experts, and they were telling people like you and other businesses, here are the opportunities out there in the world to get you into other markets. And that's where we met. Mm-hmm. And you saw me, you came over, you were talking to everybody. You were trying to figure out how to best get your product overseas.
Yes.
Did that meeting help you?
Yes, it did. It gave me a lot of tools to focus on working with the Iowa Economic Development of presenting my product to other parts of the country, B2B meetings with the guys.
B2B
meetings.
Business
to business meetings to present your product. And it's a chance where they will pick it up, and it's a chance they will not pick it up, you know. So it's basically you know that your product is good and you have a great chance in moving the product around the world.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Gerald Young, president and CEO of Young G's Barbecue Sauce.
Well, you brought me this flyer today where you're in a photo here with former Governor Terry Branstad, now U.S. Ambassador to China. You went to this International Economic and Trade Fair. And so what happens there?
Well, we met several companies, as well as e-commerce companies. Alibaba is one of the e-commerce. Anyone familiar with Alibaba, it's one of the biggest e-commerce, you know, around the world. China.
It's like China's Amazon, right?
It's like China's Amazon, and it's huge. And that was very interesting for me, you know, to meet with B2B meetings with these guys. I took 60 units up there to China in a suitcase. 60 bottles of Young G's barbecue sauce so that I had product for them to try and to see if they will, you know, give it a chance to move in the market in China. I met with BHG, big supermarket out of Shanghai, Beijing. They were very interested in the product, and I say the tariffs has really held us up at this time on moving this product into, you know, China as we speak.
Yeah, the tariffs must be. Is it just that it's stopped any kind of exchange, or just that it made the price too high?
Well, actually, it stopped exchange for Young G's right now. They made the decision, you know, not to purchase product from the United States at this time. Right in the middle of moving over a container load, a few pallets, you know, to get started in the market, they backed away because of the tariffs at this point.
Well, and it's a very patriotic product. Maybe they don't want that label.
Well, actually, China really loves American products. We have American restaurants in China, you know, Shanghai, Beijing. The young people in China are very interested in American products. They are very, very nice culture, don't get me wrong. They treat Americans well, as far as my experience with China. And it's just that we come to an agreement where we can send our products over to China. China can work with us. At this point, I think we're going to come to an agreement, I hope.
It's a great impact on your business. What if you already had business over there?
And then start losing.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, I can say I'll take this right now, you know, for a learning experience, you know, that it could happen where we're in China business and then it just stopped on us. But these are the risks we take as being an entrepreneur.
Well, and you've got a lot of other markets you've got to get into, Europe, I presume Canada, Australia.
Well, France, Belgium. I met with a Greek company, an international company, that's willing to work with us to get it over to France and Belgium.
What advice do you have for somebody just starting out with a dream?
Well, the advice that I do have for someone is starting out with a dream is to pursue your dream. You're going to have obstacles, stumbling blocks, hills, valleys, hurdles, haters. Don't stop. Just keep going. They can't stop you because your dream is your dream. Only you can stop your dream. So that's my advice to those that's out there. Keep pursuing. Be persistent.
Thanks to Gerald Young for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.